welcome. I'm Schaefer with Fuse, and I'm so excited to speak with Marcia Flanagan, the new CEO and president of IAEE. Thank you for joining me, Marcia, and congratulations on your new position.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here today, and thank you for inviting me to take part in this conversation.
Absolutely, and I know you just wrapped up Expo last week, and I was there, and it was incredible, albeit exhausting. So I hope, have you recovered yet? How are you doing?
The team is still back at work, trying to wrap up some things that we can. Still lots of post-work to do, and we're doing great. And thank you for attending. You were a first-timer, so thanks for coming.
I was, and I will definitely be returning next year. So looking
That's
forward
great.
To it. So you're into this role, you know, what are your goals for your first 30 days and especially coming out of Expo, any observations, anything you want to hit the ground running with?
Well, I'm still wearing a couple of hats. So I still have to wrap up the show and tie up those loose ends and hopefully replace a couple of positions. So that's going to take place fairly quickly. And then really the timing is great because we have the transition of our board and new leadership, new chair next year, Marie Brown, who I'm very excited to work with. So we've got to establish how we're going to work together moving forward, communications with the board. And I think the thing I'm most excited about is we have our annual staff retreat the middle of next month. So we are going to kind of revisit our strategy, all of our growth plans, our global plans, and we're going to really try to map out the year and create those new KPIs and milestones.
That's exciting and great timing as the year wraps up and you look towards 2024. I know with the announcement and as you're entering this next phase of service to the global exhibitions and events industry, what's your overall kind of vision? And, you know, how will, I'm sure, this end of year meeting shape that?
Well, I mentioned during Expo that, you know, I would like to have us focus on growth. And growth can mean so many things to so many people. And so it's important to understand what growth is for IAEE, part of what we will discuss as a team in January. But I think if I could fast forward 5-10 years from now, when IAEE turns 100, I hope that we have really identified the next generation of leaders who are going to take over and truly make this industry, you know, successful for another 100 years. So that's really my long-term goal, is really trying to grow our pipeline of leaders.
Well, if Expo is an example, there is a lot of young talent out there and many innovative ideas. So that's a really exciting time, I think, in the industry and coming further out of the pandemic. So I noticed, too, that IAEE has been placing an emphasis on advocacy and community. At JDC, our team, we're all members of IAEE. So we're aware of its focus on member offerings. But for those that may not be as familiar, how does the organization work to cultivate community? And why is that so important to IAEE's mission?
Well, as it relates to advocacy, I, in my new role, serve as the co-chair of the Exhibitions and Conferences Alliance board. And so I'm super excited about that opportunity. I have my first board meeting actually tomorrow with the group. So we want to continue to take part in the annual Legislative Action Day, also on Global Exhibitions Day as well. And our overall mission is really to promote the unique value of exhibitions globally. So that will definitely always stay top of mind for me. And I will do my best to do my duty to just, I'm so excited about being a part of this industry. I love telling the story. I love sharing the story and promoting that to our elected officials in the U.S. is really important. As it relates to community, again, it's if we can be the community that people find passion and purpose with, whether it be at the individual level or even at the company level. So, you know, there's different purposes and reasons for being a part of IAEE. Could be for learning. It could be for advocacy. It could be for innovation and knowledge. I just hope that we can expand our products and services to really meet those needs at both the individual and the company level.
Absolutely. I mean, I think evolving as event organizers, we always discuss we need to evolve to meet our audience needs. And as an industry, we've changed so much since the pandemic, and there's just been such a shift in many ways. How have IAEE's community-focused offerings evolved as members wants and needs have changed over the years, especially in, say, the last 5 years? How is the organization, how do you guys measure success of the member offerings?
Well, we have a number of things that we do to measure success. We do create a lot of surveys. NPS scores are really important. I mean, there are so many traditional sort of metrics in our industry, whether it be net square footage or attendance or revenue, and those are super important. But you really have to dig into kind of the sentiment and the value that's being driven by events and by being a part of a community. It's just there's so much more to the story to tell. I think exhibitor ROI, attendee ROI, member ROI is so much needed as far as how we describe the value there. And it's always important when you're creating either a community, an event, whatever it may be, really defining those objectives that really tie back into that value proposition. And again, it's very important to have those key metrics as to size and attendance and things like that. But even more important on sentiment and on value and on purpose, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on, I think, all the big buzzwords, you know, data-driven, ROI, value proposition, engagement. All of these have changed again so much in post-pandemic era. And over the course of your career, I'm sure you've seen them change a lot, and you've had a unique opportunity to really deeply understand the events industry. So at Fuse, we've been focusing on championing new frontiers in event engagement. So not just event attendees engaging with the organization or the brand, but attendees forming those meaningful relationships with one another.
Yeah.
How have you seen that conversation around engagement evolve over time? Do you feel like the industry has missed opportunities along the way? What's your assessment of it right now?
Well, I think that's where everyone really needs to embrace new technologies and how that can help impact that engagement between members and staff or exhibitors and attendees. There's so much opportunity there. And I think that as we get larger, people want it to feel smaller. I mean, we want exhibitors to feel like who they want at the show is at the show. And that what the attendees want from the show and what exhibitors they want to see are at the show. That requires a lot of, you know, conversations, a lot of data analysis, a lot of thinking outside the box as it relates to show design. It's not a plug and play anymore for our industry. And again, meeting the needs of all of the people in the ecosystem can be very challenging, right? So you have to pick and choose what you can make a difference in and what's most relevant and what your members are telling you they need as far as from us as an association.
Absolutely. Transactional is certainly a way of the past, and those meaningful connections and creating that value is at the forefront of all the good things to come. So a closing question, what do you think is the future of event engagement?
Wow, that's a good question. Definitely continuing to infuse technology. We're not quite sure what AI is going to really do as it relates.
We are not.
You know, we don't know yet, but it's definitely something to keep in mind. Talking, keeping the conversations open. But again, it goes back to that event design. I mean, you creating those attendee journeys, even journeys for exhibitors, and things like that is so important to really creating an event that will yield a lot of ROI for everyone involved. But I think technology will make a huge difference. I think possibly things like sustainability, attracting that next generation, infusing that purpose again, that passion, I think that those will drive the younger generation to attend. But it's different for every industry, right? So finding what your industry could do to drive that engagement, you have to ask a lot of questions.
Well, I don't foresee this being our last conversation, Marsha, and looking forward to seeing where IAE goes next with you at the helm and how you all choose to infuse community into the events industry moving forward. So thank you again and congrats. And we look forward to seeing all that is to come.
Thank you so much. Thank you.